about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about in this hour. Apparently, a teacher has been fired from a school because her ex-husband has been kind of threatening her, has been kind of menacing her at the school, and school didn't want anything to do with it. Fires her, and I think her kids that go to that school aren't allowed to come back. Going to talk about that. How to deal with an employee that has a possible issue with domestic violence. We're going to talk about how whites in America are going to be the minority by the year 2043. New report has come out by the U.S. Census. We're going to talk about the inspector who surveyed the Philadelphia building before a collapse that killed six people has committed suicide. Also, they may be able to predict what is going to help you if you have depression just based on doing a brain scan, which is going to change the way we do medicine as opposed to just kind of throwing you on an antidepressant. Maybe some of you need talk therapy. Some of you may need behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy, etc. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is very interesting. Carrie Charlesworth, from what we understand, has gone to the media. She was a sixth grade teacher in a school in San Diego. And she says she recently received a letter from the Diocese of San Diego informing her that her ex-husband's threatening and menacing behavior was too much of a concern, and they could no longer allow her to work at Holy Trinity School in El Cajon. Now, her four children that attended the school also, from what we understand, have been barred from returning as well. Now, from what we understand, the incident dates back to January, where Charlesworth was forced to call police after what she had a very bad weekend with him. The next day, she decided to tell her principal just to warn them about her ex-husband, Martin Charlesworth. Not long afterwards, I guess, the ex-husband showed up at the school parking lot, forcing the entire school to go into lockdown. Since then, the teacher and her children have not returned to the school. Her ex-husband was jailed on two felony charges, but is due to be released later this month. A letter was sent to parents at the time of the incident explaining what happened and explained that Charlesworth and her children have been put on indefinite leave. I guess 3 months later, the teacher received a letter informing she was fired, even though she had been working, I guess, there for about 14 years. And she said that she's being fired because of her husband's 20-plus year history of violence, abuse, and harassment of people. So, all right. You know, when you hear something like this, you're like, oh, my gosh, what is the school thinking? That's horrible. You know, people may not want to come forward and reveal to their employers what they're dealing with. They may want to hide it because they're going to be afraid of being fired. That's one aspect to this. You're right. Then we have the other aspect of, well, I don't know if you're right, I don't know if you're one of the ones saying it, but that's one concern. Yeah, the other aspect where, with all the violence that we've seen, especially in schools, is the school legally obligated and liable if they know, if somebody has entered the premises and there's a relationship with that person to somebody in on that property that works there, do they have a duty to protect the school and protect the children by removing that person that is attracting the harassment and the menacing situation? All right? You know, either way, you're stuck. Now, you know, we as an employer, we have, and we still do, we have an employee who was dating somebody who was, as far as I was concerned, abusive, harassing, menacing. We offered to call the police multiple times. I think a couple times we did. Told her whatever she needs, you know, we'll do what we can to protect her, etc. But that was easy for us to do because, you know, our patients are in a more secure area of the building and we aren't a school. And it's not like somebody could come in and we have measures to protect our, we have measures in place where we can protect our staff, protect our patients. It's a small office. We can handle it. I mean, for an office, it's big, but compared to a school, it's a small, building. It's a small building to secure. We feel pretty confident that, you know, we didn't feel vulnerable to the point where we had to discharge the employee so we could get the threat out of there. If we're not able to handle threats, then that one person is the least of our problems. You see what I mean? All right. But in terms of a school, if you have somebody that's actually coming onto the property, threatening, causing lockdown, you need to make sure that that person doesn't come on the property again. And if there's an association with one of the employees, that's going to be up to the employee, up to the school to decide. Now, some employees would say, you know, look, I don't want to put the kids at risk. All right, you know, I'm kind of torn here. She went to the principal, which was smart. Good for her. She did the right thing. We want you to be as open as you can without going into too many details of what, you know, that you are comfortable sharing to let us know if there could be a threat. But if the school does not feel confident that they could protect the kids, they do have a right to protect themselves. Now, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know if there's going to be a wrongful suit case. She has hired a lawyer and is suing the school. She has. Alrighty. I think the school has a right to defend themselves. I do. Now, their letter has already been posted in the media on what they told her, and we're going to be coming up on break, so I won't go into it. But, you don't want people who are victims of domestic abuse, you know, to be quiet. You want them to think that they could be able to talk to people, come forward without losing their job, be able to come to their employer. All right. But if the employer has a job to protect the kids, and if there has already been a threat that they had to deal with, then they do have a right to try to. Now, could they have transferred her to a location where there weren't kids? All right. Is there more to this? I don't know. But interesting story. It's a shame, though. It's tragic either way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. All right, there's a couple stories I want to talk about, and I'm not sure if, I want to move into this one, I apologize, because this is, I know this is kind of a local story, but it's something that I want to talk about on a national level with you all. There was a stripper, all right, in Las Vegas, who was charged with driving under the influence, and had unfortunately hit somebody with their car, killed him, all right? While she was behind her H2 Hummer on Spring Mountain Road. She collided with a car at the intersection of Wind Road and killed Joseph White, 33 years old, and injured his 2-year-old son. What makes this case so newsworthy, and even though it's as tragic as any other DUI or car accident, you know, death case, is she was not under the influence, from what I understand, of just alcohol, but also Xanax. Now, police have revealed that she took a Xanax pill the night before, did not have a prescription for it. Okay? She had a couple beers, I guess, a few hours before she drove, and she did fail her sobriety test. There's been a lot of question in the medical community. Was it the Xanax and the alcohol combined? Was it just the alcohol? Was it just the Xanax? Now, this is another example of why I beg you all, if you take Xanax, lorazepam, alprazolam, diazepam, valiums, clonopin, any of the names for it that you may recognize, do not get behind the wheel for hours within taking it. Now, she could have just gotten off her shift. There could have also been sleep deprivation. But I get extremely nervous at the amount of patients I inherit that come to the office that take a Xanax every 8 hours. Okay? If any of you look at the bottles of your medications, you could even look at Michael Jackson's bottles that were next to his room that the LAPD showed. Xanax and Valium, probably one of the most common medications prescribed. Lorazepam, Ativan. These medications are usually written you could take every 8 hours for anxiety. And people do. They take it before they go to work. They take it before their lunch meeting. They take it before they go to bed. Every 8 hours. Okay? Not the right way to take those medications. I understand that for people with acute anxiety, all right, those medications do help. They have a place in our medical bags. They really do. They have a place. Not my own medical bag, but you know what I'm saying. Okay? They have a place. For us to prescribe those things, there's a definite value to those. And they work. They work very well on anxiety. But they're what we would call downers. Not barbiturates. They're benzodiazepines, but they're sedating. And these are medications that you cannot mix with alcohol. Now, some people go, well, Dahlia, I don't understand. Okay, why can't you, you know, nobody dies when you mix them with alcohol, or if they do, it's very rare. Alcohol and a benzodiazepine does have the potential to kill you. It does. It does. But where the first side effect that's usually reported is a very deep somnolence, we call it, where you are very sedated. The alcohol and the benzodiazepine works synergistically. And, you know, some college kids already figured that out, high school kids, which is why these kids that do pill popping, they basically throw a bunch of pills in a bowl, pop a bunch of them, chase it with some alcohol, all right, to increase the effects. Very scary stuff, especially since the parents are downstairs watching TV while they're doing it upstairs. Very scary stuff. But from what we understand, she is being booked on. She's going to be having, I guess, her court hearing for DUI. Bail had been set at $200,000, etc. And unfortunately, we have a 33-year-old man who's died, 2-year-old son injured, and this was a accident that happened early morning. So again, just before we move on, just want to implore any of you, if your doctor is giving you a Xanax, alprazolam, Valium, etc., saying you could take it every 8 hours, I would step back and go, look, I'm only going to take this when I know I'm home, I know I'm driving, I'm not going to be drinking, and I'm going to be going to bed. But don't underestimate these medications. Now, one of you had written me about how Xanax does nothing to you, but lorazepam sedates you. So the Xanax you take during the day, right? The Xanax or alprazolam you take during the day, the lorazepam, this person is taking at night because it's more sedating, right? They all end in am. They're all benzodiazepines, and they will all show up on a drug test. So if you say, Dahlia, Xanax never makes me tired. It calms me down so I'm not a raving witch at work, or I don't get grumpy at my boss or my colleagues so I could work. The problem is you get into an accident. Okay? And it's in your system. It could be a DUI. Don't mess with it. I don't care if it doesn't make you tired. These are substances you're not supposed to drive on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently a woman bit into a cheeseburger at Burger King in Willits, California, and found a razor blade under the bun. Yolanda Orozco, 46 years old, says, I was just looking at it. Somebody at Burger King was careless, you think? The razor blade, I guess, could have been bought at any hardware store, was in between the burger and the cheese. Apparently, she called the cops. And the cop at first thought it was a hoax. Police investigated the incident, attempted to determine whether or not the placement of the blade was intentional, but they did rule it was an accident. On a tour of the restaurant, officers found 3 other razor blades in close proximity to the food above the condiment area. On the counter in front of the burger warming trays and even right above those trays. So I guess they used the razor blades for cleaning purposes, to like scrape stuff off. So they've obviously handed the investigation to the environmental health, et cetera. What's scary about this is I don't look in between the cheese and the burger. If I get my burger, I'm usually driving, and I sink my teeth into the burger. I would not look. It blows my mind that she was able to find it. All right, we don't have details if she bit, and she bit on the non-blade side. We don't know. But when you hear something like this, I would say, you know what, tear that burger apart before you put it in your mouth. I know I'm not saying go and get fast food. I'm just saying if you do get fast food, you may want to inspect. All right, there's been some very weird things. Speaking of at fast food places, I guess, there's a picture circulating of a guy at Wendy's who is eating from the Frosty machine. His mouth is right by the opening. It doesn't look like the mouth is on the opening, but it's he's just sitting there, and the Frosty is pouring into his mouth. Now, okay, I used to work at fast food, and when I worked at fast food, you know, you would definitely, you know, snag some extra soda when nobody was looking, all right? If somebody burned one of the burgers, you grabbed the burger and you ate it, okay? That's how you got to sneak some free food, all right? And again, I'm not proud of it, okay? Yes, I am atoning for those sins because I don't like to admit that I snagged some soda, etc. All right, but that, you know, you've had to put your mouth under a Frosty machine. Okay, that's going just a little too much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you think this could be too much. Sesame Street is now going to give teaching to viewers, not on the letter P, not on so much consonants. This new syllabus includes teaching kids how to cope if one of their parents is in jail. University of, where does this come out of? I apologize. Says U of M, Minnesota. Apparently, a University of Minnesota researcher will be studying to see if the program actually helps children and families. From what we understand, there is a huge population, a huge demographic of kids who have incarcerated parents, and the Sesame Street program is supposed to teach kids how to deal with these issues and talk about these issues. who knew? All right. You know, Sesame Street, I loved as a kid. I was very glad. But then, you know, keep in mind, there was really nothing else on. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was very boring. Was it Rogers, Mr. Rogers, or Robinson? Mr. Rogers, right? Yeah. Mr. Robinson, yeah. And then there was Captain Kangaroo. Wasn't a big fan of Captain Kangaroo. I loved Electric Company. The Electric Company. I love the Electric Company. Right? Fish. Great way to learn. Electric Company to me was the best. There was Via Allegra. I watched a little bit of that. But for the most part, there really wasn't anything else on besides what was on PBS. And then I started to watch regular TV when parents weren't looking. So I understand how Sesame Street now competing with cable. Kids don't need Sesame Street as much. But if they want to take on public health, you know, help, I dig it. It kind of blows your mind that this is an actual huge demographic that they need to help. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Michael wants to know, where is Sesame Street? What city? I thought Sesame Street was New York, wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, you know, the buildings look like New York. I thought Sesame Street was New York. All right, I could be wrong. I don't know. By the way, before we move on to this U.S. Census report, they say 2.7 million children have parents in state or federal prisons in the United States, which is an 80% increase from two decades ago. 2.7 million children have parents in state or federal prisons. We're not talking jail. We're talking prisons. 80% increase from two decades ago. What is going on here? All right. So good for Sesame Street then. I mean, our public dollars are going to Sesame Street no matter what. Okay? So if they're going to help kids, I'm for that. If they're going to try to promote an Obama agenda, I have a problem with. Okay? But I mean, helping kids, I don't think we could go wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So the latest U.S. Census figures show that by 2043, so that's in 30 years, whites in America may no longer be the majority. Now, you see, I was already hearing numbers that currently we aren't. But where that was skewed is in many states and many cities, certain populations are already showing the demographic shift. Like, for example, in Las Vegas, there was a report, and I live in Las Vegas, there was a report last year saying that in terms of children that go to schools, the number one demographic is Latino and then white. So in our particular school system, you already saw the demographic shift. So in terms of the whole U.S., this is, of course, and that's what the census deals with, the whole United States, they're saying by 2043, that's when whites will no longer be the majority. All right. Now, the reason why this report came out is because they say the number of deaths in the white community has outnumbered the number of births. So more white people are dying than being born. Now, because of, remember, baby boomers after the World War II and, you know, people coming back from war doing nookie-nookie, making babies, etc., we had a huge population of whites stemming from that baby boomer age. As the baby boomers are aging and slowly dying, then you look at the subsequent generations that aren't making kids. All right, so it does. It makes sense. They say non-Hispanic whites are already older than other groups, with a median age of 42, compared with that of Asians, 34, and Hispanics at under 28. Specifically, they say the populations of whites who were younger than age 5 stood at 49.9% at 2012. 2012, there were 13 states, as well as the District of Columbia, in which a minority population had surpassed that of whites in those age 5 or younger. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to do away with the whole minority-majority delineation? I mean, then if whites are a minority by 2043, we don't have to say minority groups. We'll say, I don't know how they're going to do that. Okay? And then how is this going to also interplay with affirmative action? Already you're starting to see them say whites versus non-whites. But we have a variety of populations that we have people that have, mixtures. We have mixtures in our family as well, where, we may have to get rid of these delineations. Now, in the medical community, we like to know if somebody has any Hispanic descent, any Mediterranean descent, any Northern European descent, African-American, et cetera. Like, for example, with prostate cancer, stroke, high blood pressure, et cetera, African-Americans need to be watched a little closer because they seem to get afflicted more. We've talked about breast cancer affecting blacks versus whites, et cetera. My Hispanic population, we aren't picking up as much breast cancer in, but you see a lot of diabetes in our Hispanic population, a lot. And so there's, so in the medical community, it's extremely important to know ethnicity. In terms of our nation changing, in terms of its demographics, we're going to probably have to get rid of that quote-unquote minority term. If whites are the minority, then non-whites are the majority, then we need to get rid of the minority terms and delineations. Now, the Supreme Court ruled this week on the patent issue, which I'll quickly review with you guys before the next hour, and how you can't patent human genes, anything that occurs naturally, but synthetic ones you can. We'll talk about that. All right, but they still have not come up with their decision on the affirmative action case. My guess is that's going to be the last day of the month, right, just like with Obamacare ruling, so then they could flee, right, and go on their, break and, let us, deal with whatever the aftermath is. But with the affirmative action ruling, all right, we're going to start seeing less of a need of affirmative action if the affirmative action that was supposed to protect against discriminations against the majority, if the majority isn't the majority anymore, do we still need affirmative action? And what the Supreme Court is looking at, as we discussed yesterday, is a case where a white woman wanted to get into a college, had grades, community service, etc., and less qualified applicants got in because of their non-white status. So she took this to the courts. Now the Supreme Court is looking at, is affirmative action unconstitutional? If all men are created equal, all right, is affirmative action allowing equality to groups that aren't being treated equal, or is everybody being treated equal, and is affirmative action discriminating against another group? That's what they're deciding, and like I said, I don't expect to hear until the end of the month on that one. So, you know, it's very interesting to see how things are changing, and why are things changing? You know, why, you know, whatever happened to, well, you got, you know, the Italian group, you know, in this neighborhood, you got the Chinese neighborhood, you got the Jewish neighborhood, you know, remember in the olden days we were, you know, always told about, well, you had the Italian neighborhood, then you had the Jewish neighborhood, and the Jewish neighborhood was right next to the Italian neighborhood, so many of them got along, and, you know, they shared food ideas, and then, you know, you had the German neighborhood, and you know, there were the neighborhoods, all right, and the groups would, you know, be close, and then some of them were intermingle, but you didn't date other people in the other neighborhoods, you know, kind of stuck to your own. I mean, it was like that for decades, and now, no. No, you know, we all live together. We all are, you know, getting along. We aren't fractionating. And so, yeah, you're seeing many, I don't want to call them, mixed marriages was a term used back in the 70s and 80s. But now you have Hispanics, blacks, whites, Jews, Asians, et cetera, marry each other. And so you have children now that don't know where they would fall under demographic or race or ethnicity. So we started to see less of Hispanic, African American, etc., and more white, non-white. White, non-white. But I think that's going to later be obsolete as well. All right, you know, now that our families are all mixed and our neighborhoods are all coalescing and living together, and you know, everybody seems happy. But it doesn't make sense to me that if somebody is one quarter Caucasian, one quarter black, one quarter Hispanic, and one quarter Asian, that they wouldn't be able to be listed under a group demographic. So they just call them non-white. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I think the white, non-white is going to have to change, especially if whites are later the minority. Unless they want to switch it to the majority and then whites the minority, I don't know how that's going to go. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll talk about the inspector who surveyed the Philadelphia building before it crashed. We're going to talk about Regina Benjamin, our U.S. Surgeon General, stepping down after 4 years. Looks like a job opening available for whoever wants to be Surgeon General. All right, and brain scans to kind of guide us into how we should treat people with depression. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while depression is on the rise, we're having big issues on how to treat and how aggressively to treat, because there's this whole anti-pill movement that started to come on at the same time as Obamacare. Now, personally, I think too many people are being put on medicines too quickly. And is depression really on the rise, or is it that more people are coming out saying, look, I'm having issues, you know, with my moods, etc., and people are more open to talk about it? You know, in my parents' generation, you didn't talk about medical issues. You didn't talk about if you were sad. You know, it was a sign of weakness. I grew up in a family saying you don't cry. Okay, nobody wants to hear a pity party. All right, you know, nobody feels sorry for themselves. And I was born into a family that we really didn't cry. It was always stop crying. And we would. Okay? It just was, you just don't cry. You took your beating And, you know, I wanted to wail for a couple hours, and they shut me up. They go, you know, you keep crying, we'll hit you again. And it's like, okay, sorry, I won't go cry. All right? And they came from a generation where you just don't complain. World War II rationing, post-depression era, Dust Bowl, all right? You just don't complain. You don't, you know, you know. And then when it came to medical issues, you know, I go to medical school now. So it's in the 90s, and I'm learning all this stuff, so I start to ask my dad. I go, hi, Dad. He's like, what? I go, so, Dad, how's your prostate? What? Leave me alone, little girl. Leave me alone. I'm like, well, no. We need to talk about this. Are you also checking yourself for testicular masses? Right here, yeah. You need to check yourself for testicular masses. Little girl, you get me angry. Go. Go leave. You baby girl. I don't need to talk to you about this. And so you don't, I mean, I wouldn't talk, you know, my father did not want to be talked about, too. A few years after my berating him, I finally got to start talking to him about his cholesterol, etc. But by then it was too late. He didn't want anything done. Ends up, you know, having a massive MI, dies of a heart attack. And but again, that was a generation that didn't talk about issues. They didn't go and get pap smears. They didn't go and get mammograms, etc. Now, on the other hand, though, that's what everybody does. Okay? Which is also why we had a little bit of the healthcare crisis that we did. You had a population that never went to the doctor. You had to hide it. I mean, can you imagine our parents, you know, generation having to talk about erectile dysfunction? It took years for anybody in my family to start coming forward going, well, maybe I should try this. I mean, it was just foreign to them to bring up an issue such as something going on below the belt. But that was around the same time. It was honestly Viagra, okay? Levitra Cialis. But Viagra, you can say, had actually started a new type of revolution where people would now come forward and talk about medical issues that they would never talk about. And so when, you know, I got to give Viagra credit, which is why I always say Viagra probably, Levitra and Cialis get so much credit for saving millions of men's lives because it brought men to the doctor. And many of us go, you're not getting your Viagra till I could check your heart. Would find coronary artery disease and, you know, put in some stents, do a bypass, lower their cholesterol, screen them for diabetes. It was phenomenal. Thank you, Pfizer. Right, for starting all of this with Viagra. Like I said, the companies of Levitra and Cialis as well. So then in that time, in the 90s, okay, you saw, you know, even though Prozac and Paxil had been out for a while, okay, you know, you start seeing Zoloft came from same company, Pfizer, with Viagra. And you start to see more people go, okay, well, then maybe I will try some of this, you know. I know we're not supposed to drink. Okay, we're supposed to start cutting back on smoking. I can't wind down. Marijuana isn't legal. And you start to see more people, you know, start taking these medications. And now we have a slew of people with quote-unquote depression or anxiety. Now, many of these people, when I was in training, I didn't think they were clinically depressed. But my superiors had said, look, if they're having trouble sleeping, if they're edgy, if they cry easily, okay, that's depression. I'm like, all right, and because you had to put a code down, right, so you could bill insurance, you threw that code down. So, you know, we then ended up having a population now that were very, very quick to go to the pills. And that's how it happened. Now, in this study, researchers from Emory decided to use PET scans to look at the brain activity of 63 people with depression, ranging from 18 to 60 years old. PET scans measure the use of, like, sugar in the brain. All right, we use PET scans to look for cancer because it's a good marker for activity level of brain cells in a given area. If there's more sugar being taken up, that's a spot that could light up, meaning there could be cancer, etc. And then the patients were randomly either assigned to being taken Lexapro, right? Lexapro is an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, kind of similar to Zoloft and Prozac, or they were given cognitive behavioral therapy. As it turned out, some of the participants who had more or less activity in certain areas of the brain, which haven't linked to depression, but the one that stood out was this area called the insula. Now, the insula does not make insulin. Don't get that confused with the pancreas. The insula helps turn our visceral responses into subjective perception. So they think that some of the thought patterns with depression could be originating there. All right, and obviously people have different types of depression. Self-image, self-control, decision-making, etc. But basically, they looked at the activity level in one's insula to see how people related to certain treatments. Some did better with the cognitive behavioral therapy. Some did better with the medication. So what would be phenomenal about this, even though the scan runs about $2,000, you know, if it ever gets cheaper, you scan a person before you throw them on the pill. And then you get an idea of what's going on. I have a huge problem, and I yell at my medical students all the time, when they want to throw somebody on an antidepressant, and I think the person actually has bipolar. You know, I mean, it's very easy to diagnose diabetes because there's a number with it. It's very easy to diagnose high blood pressure. There's a number. All right? Even though psychiatrists can give you a GAF score, which is a number with depression, there's really no objective test, no blood test we could run. So what we do is we, throw out medicine and we do trial and error and hit or miss. And I don't like that. I like fine-tuning medications to people. It saves money. It shows some personal decision-making. It shows that the doctor's spending time with the patient and the doctor's getting, really trying to get to know the patient. So I think that's pretty cool. I don't know where this is going to go, but it's I like where they're going in terms of fine-tuning something for a person than rather just everybody getting the same, you know, machine gun style medication. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the previous hour, we talked about restless leg syndrome, what that was, and how they found that men with restless leg syndrome may have a 39% higher risk of early death than men without restless leg syndrome. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, please go to the website and hit podcast, or the Dr. Dahlia app, iPhone app or Android app will connect you to podcasts. Definitely want you guys to get as much information as everybody else is getting. And they found that when they looked at 20,000 men, 2,800 of those men had died. And when they looked at the percentage of those without cholesterol, heart disease, etc., restless leg syndrome versus not, people with restless leg syndrome had a higher chance of dying than those that didn't. Now, restless leg syndrome shouldn't affect the heart directly, but if you're not sleeping because of the pulling and the throbbing and the issues with your legs, lack of sleep could cause lack of heart health. So it does all make sense. Our U.S. Surgeon General Regina Benjamin is stepping down after 4 years as America's quote-unquote top doctor. All right, from what we understand, she did more for the healthy and healthy and fit aspect. She wasn't as publicized as, you know, Sierra Coop was back in the Reagan administration, etc. Many of us wanted to know where the heck she was when Obamacare was being designed. She had been appointed, she's 56 years old, by President Barack Obama in 2009. We don't know who her replacement's going to be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.